I'm in Chicago. I'm currently walking past the Trump Tower. Can't help but read Trump in massive letters on the side and think fart. There's some beautiful architecture all around, some interesting, just weird and wonderful shapes I'm not used to seeing scraping the skies above me. Landed not that long ago, it feels, and I've just checked into the Hard Rock Hotel, which is where I will be staying for the next four nights. I played the game I normally play when I check into a hotel that demands to have your credit card details before they even trust you to use the room, even though it's paid 4 days in advance. They want your credit card, I guess, as a guarantee, so you're not going to run off the telly. I just wish you know people were flexible, and they were. After about 10 minutes of negotiating, I gave them $60 cash instead of a credit card, which I don't have any credit cards. Could have given them my pay-as-you-go debit card, but it kind of defeats the object and ruins a very good game of me saying, do you not trust me? Do you not trust me? Am I, like, guilty before proven innocent? What kind of clientele stay in this hotel if you can't trust them? What kind of, do people run off with TVs all the time? And he's like, you'll be surprised, sir. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm thinking, this doesn't sound very secure. Better use the safe. Anyway, he gives me the key, and I get to my room, and it's not my room, it's someone else's. There's, like, stuff strewn all over the place, very dirty toilet, and money on the side of the table and technology on the bed, and I'm thinking, he's not going to like this. I thought they did it on purpose, so I went back downstairs, and I said, incidentally, you've given me someone else's room, and I felt vindicated. Well, you can't have a system if you can't even keep your simple part of the system working. So, anyway, they gave me, like, 35th floor or something crazy, so I've got, like, the proper top of the King of the Castle room looking out over everywhere, which is lovely. And now I'm trying to find the restaurant where I'm meant to be meeting folks that I'm working with over the next few days, and I think it's somewhere around here. So, first impressions of Chicago. It's grand and impressive and pretty beautiful, and the air is cool, and there's a little bit of snow on the ground, but it's dry, very dry. It's a residue of, I think, must be salt and water stains from what looks like a very harsh winter has been had. It switched over to summertime today. Let's hope the warm weather follows suit. I'm here for the next 4 days, as I said, and I'm going to be heading west after here.